Welcome to the audio version of Obesity Panacea. I'm Travis Saunders. In the past few years, several prominent researchers have argued for the adoption of taxes on junk food as a means of reducing their consumption. Now, often, as in a recent editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine, the argument is made that money collected through tax could then be used to subsidize healthier foods. Now, this idea is one that I've always found to be very intuitively appealing. I mean, if we make the bad foods more expensive and the good foods less expensive, people will probably shift at least some of their purchases to those healthier options. But a new, very interesting study by Leonard Epstein and colleagues suggests that things may not be quite so simple. Now, the paper starts out with some very interesting background info on the cost of food over the past few decades. So, for example, relative to other goods and services, current food prices are 38% lower than they were in 1978. Now, although when you look at the absolute cost, of course, things are more expensive due to inflation, but relative to everything else in our lives, food is substantially less expensive. And when we look at the cost of specific foods, we see something even more interesting. So while, as I said, the cost of food overall has increased in an absolute sense just due to inflation, the increase has been much, much greater in healthy foods than in unhealthy foods. So I've actually got a graph depicting this on our website. But since 1983, there's actually been almost a 200% increase in the price of fresh fruits and vegetables. And all fruits and vegetables in general, so not just fresh fruits and veggies, have increased in price by 140%. Meanwhile, when we compare that to fats and oils, or sugars and sweets, they have increased in price by only about 70%. And carbonated drinks have increased by only 30% over that same time period. So fresh fruits and vegetables have actually increased in price more than three times the amount of sugars and sweets, and roughly six times the amount of carbonated drinks. So obviously the relative costs of health foods are now much, much more than junk foods, especially when compared to just 25 years ago. Now, Epstein and colleagues point out the fact that the food prices have a very strong influence on purchases, which makes it seem very reasonable that the relative changes in the cost of healthy and unhealthy foods over the past 25 years could be having a very real influence on people's food purchases and therefore obesity rates. So for this reason, changing the cost of food through the use of either taxes or subsidies are an obvious way to attempt to curb caloric consumption at the societal level. But they point out that the changing the prices of foods like this, intentionally manipulating the price of food, could have unintended consequences, especially with respect to subsidies on health foods. For example, if health foods are subsidized, it's likely that people will buy more of them, which seems like a very good thing. But it's also very possible that people may use the money they save on those subsidized health foods to buy even more junk food, an unintended consequence that I'd never really considered. And that's actually the purpose of this new study by Epstein and colleagues. They performed a small experiment to determine the effect of both fat taxes and health food subsidies on food purchasing behaviors. Now, participants in this study included 42 mothers who were also the primary food shopper for their family. The mothers were then placed in a laboratory that was fitted out to resemble a grocery store and given $22.50 per family member and told to imagine that they had no food in the house and that the money that they were given was to be used to purchase groceries for their family for an entire week. Now, participants were told to spend all of their money, and each participant went shopping in this fake grocery store five different times. One time, the food was priced accurately, so the food was priced the same way as it would be in a regular grocery store. Twice, the cost of healthy foods were lowered, so this would be like a subsidy, and the health foods were lowered by either 12.5% or 25%. And then twice, when they went to the grocery store, the cost of unhealthy foods was increased. This would have been like an obesity tax type scenario. And again, they were increased by either 12.5% or by 25%. So what was the result of these manipulations of prices? Well, as you might expect, as the cost of unhealthy foods was increased, the amount of total calorie purchased was significantly reduced. So in other words, there's a tax on unhealthy foods and people buy less food in general. However, as the cost of healthy foods was lowered, the total number of calories purchased actually increased. In other words, people were using the money they saved on those health foods to purchase increased amounts of unhealthy foods. and a food subsidy of 12.5% resulted in about an 800-calorie increase in total calories purchased, while a health food subsidy of 25% resulted in an increase in increased purchase of about 1,500 calories. So it seems that the health food subsidy may not just increase the purchase of health foods, it may actually increase the purchase of all foods, regardless of their nutritional value, which obviously is the opposite of the intended effect of a subsidy, which is meant to improve the health of the nation. Now, there are obviously a lot of caveats to a study like this, and the authors are pretty cautious in how they interpret the results. Now, for me, the most important issue is that participants were told that they had to spend all of their money during each trial, which makes it almost impossible for the food subsidy to result in anything but an increase in total food purchases. I mean, if people have a fixed amount of money and they have to spend absolutely all of it, if the cost of any foods are reduced, then you'd expect that they probably are going to be able to buy more food overall. So, because of this limitation, I'm pretty hesitant to take this study as evidence that subsidizing health foods is a bad idea. But it is an interesting study, and I'm really curious to see if this finding is supported by studies looking at more real-world settings. Now, the paper is published in the journal Psychological Science, and it's free to the public. I'd really recommend that everyone check it out. I've got a link to it on our website, and they've got some great graphs, which are really worth checking out. And the paper in general is very easy to read, so I'd really recommend that you check it out. And I'd also love it if people would come to our site and let us know, what do you think? Are taxes on unhealthy foods or subsidies on good foods a good or bad idea? What do you think? Now, I should also mention that our website recently moved. We are now no longer at obesitypanacea.com. You can now find Obesity Panacea on science blogs. So we're really excited about our new location. You can find our new site at scienceblogs.com/obesitypanacea. That's scienceblogs.com/obesitypanacea. We've got a link on our old site that will bring you right to our new site, and I'll actually put a link in the show notes for this podcast, so you'll be able to come check it out. Once again, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.